Regular viewers of late-night commercial television will be familiar with the high-rotation advertisements for premium mobile phone services. They're the wide range of add-ons you can buy for your mobile phone, including ringtones, games, horoscopes, and pornography. It's no secret that such add-ons come at a cost, but consumer advocates say many users are surprised when what they thought would be a one-off purchase turns into a lengthy subscription. They're calling for a tough industry code of conduct to protect consumers. Ashley Hall reports.
They're designed to add a bit of personality to the ubiquitous mobile phone, a distinctive ringtone, a downloadable game, or a blast of music. They're called mobile phone premium services. You can download them at your leisure for a price. And while they've become incredibly popular, they're also generating a lot of complaints. The Telecommunications Ombudsman recorded more than 22,000 such complaints in the last financial year.
It's a bit of a running sore. It's been going for 3 or so years and we're yet to see any solution.
Gordon Renouf is the Director of Policy and Campaigns with the consumers advocacy group Choice. In a survey of about 450 members, Choice found that nearly half of them had received an unsolicited premium message on their mobile phone. Two-thirds of them were then charged for it, including Rick Gard, a motorbike salesman from the Gold Coast.
The first time I got a text message, and as you do, I just read it, and I didn't think anything about it. And I got two more of them, and I really didn't think. I thought, who would be wasting their time with this crap? And then I got my phone bill, and there was $20 that was on the phone bill, and I looked it up, and it was the same phone numbers.
The phone company eventually organised a refund, but Rick Gard still feels stung.
Well, it's a scam. It's stealing. I couldn't find out who or how I got onto this system, and I thought, you know, there must be probably thousands or tens of thousands of people that are receiving these and probably don't really look at the phone bills like I would.
The ACCC has warned the phone industry not to engage in practices that frustrate customers. Last week, the consumer watchdog launched legal action against two overseas companies promoting phone services in local magazines for failing to properly disclose the true cost of services. The ACCC argues the ads might lead people to unwittingly subscribe to a high-cost ongoing service when they think they're just making a one-off purchase of a ringtone or a picture. Choice's Gordon Renouf says that's a common problem.
Well, there's a lot of tricky marketing out there suggesting you're going to get something for free or to get a one-off thing, and yet the result is that you're signed up to a subscription service where you typically get something a couple of times a week at about $5 or $6.60 a pop. And so this can add up to $20, $30, $40 a month.
The phone industry's peak body, the Communications Alliance, is set to launch a code of conduct for the industry in the next few weeks. Gordon Renouf is concerned the code won't be tough enough.
There needs to be a double opt-in system so that when you dial a number saying, I want to get a service, you get a message back saying, this is a subscription service, it's going to cost you so many dollars per item, you're going to get so many items per week. So you actually understand what you're signing up for. The second one is you ought to be able to bar your phone or your child's phone so that they can't access these services. And the third thing is we need to have a system that allows for independent monitoring of compliance by both the telcos and the people who offer these services with the code of practice.
Well, the industry has been aware for some time that there has been a problem.
Anne Hurley is the chief executive of the Communications Alliance. She says there'll be nothing voluntary about the code of conduct. It will be enforced by the Australian Communications and Media Authority with the threat of fines of up to $250,000.
There are really tight controls that have been put in place, so there's a degree of confidence that this will go a long way towards increasing the confidence for consumers.
Anne Hurley says the industry's been implementing some of the provisions of the code of conduct since July, and the number of complaints to the Ombudsman has halved in that time.
Ashley Hall.